Yeah, hi, I'm Oliver. I'm a software engineer from Berlin, and I like to code in Clojure and Clojure Script. But today I want to tell you about a little journey involving old files. Because about 2 weeks ago I saw this lecture series by Dr. Knuth, Tech for Beginners. And this was recorded in February 1981. And that was fascinating for me for several reasons. At the time, tech was still kind of brand new, but it was already used in some of the campuses around the country and in the US, but also in some companies. And secondly, a lot of the students that participated in this were not actually comp sci students. They came from other fields. They also want to have beautiful papers and so on. And even some students from outside, from companies like Xerox and so on. And secondly, most of these students wouldn't have a computer, right? This was a time there were no laptops or anything. So fascinatingly, Knuth would go through these lines, explain all the macros, all the commands. People would take notes, go to the lab, try them out, bring the printouts back, and then discuss them. For that purpose, Knuth holds up this handout that he printed out. And he also did that in tech, obviously, is this tool. And he explained, this handout explained how they do that. But the first order of business was going through this, explaining all the things wrong in this tech out, in this handout. Because the Dover they were very proud of, called the printer called Dover, in room 221 was broken, and that was set up to do this tech printouts. So he needed to tell them the new commands, how to do this, and all these kind of things. Right after that, he just went to the source of the handout itself, and then went line by line, what does this command do, what does this macro do, and so on. Later on the section on the right there, you see a bit more complicated things with mathy things. And around this time, I was like, well, it would be really useful to have this file, to actually follow it along and have that handout in my hand. So I did some very naive searches of what are the strings I saw in this text. Maybe someone had copied a PDF somewhere. And that didn't work at all. And I gave up quite quickly because it was a long shot anyway. Until day three, when he went through some error logs that students had printed, right? And you can see here on top, errors.tmp and so on. And this gave me a new hope because I crafted some other search strings, and lo and behold, there was a match here, and you can't probably see it on the slide, but on the top right, that is exactly one of those outputs, and it's from the 25th of February 1981. It's one of those students that did that. And so what is the site, right? I was very excited. It's called SailDart, and Sail stands for Sandvoort AI Lab, and this is basically an archive of the last backups from the tapes in 1990 that someone took. And it's maintained by Dr. Bruce Günther Baumgart, and it's fascinating because it's a time capsule from files from 60s, 70s, 80s, and it has loads of stuff on research files, code, documentation, faculty data, and even memos and emails from that time. So long story short, I went through that, and there it is. That is exactly the hand.tech that he went through in that thing 43 years ago, which was exciting to me. I don't know whether you feel about that the same way, but I downloaded some auxiliary files, and tried to tech it with today's tech. Didn't quite work. Had to adjust a few little things. But after a while, it actually does run with the current tech version. And as you can see here, now I have this handout that he held in his hand. I can print that out, and I could go through it with him together. And that was magical to me. That's why I share it. And the main message I have here in conclusion is that text files are awesome, right? This works because it's not binary. I couldn't have read this if it was some binary thing that I couldn't have searched through. You can also edit them with any editor, text editor, make adjustments, search them automatically, or have some other scripts run through them. Secondly, it's awesome, I think, to me that you can typeset this and print it 40 years later. Some of you may remember a time when the new Word version meant that all your other documents now look all wonky. Third one is, if you want to follow this lecture series, you can come to me. I have the handout. You can print it out. If Dover's not still back, maybe wait till Friday, because it should become back at some point.